CFRC 101.9 FM.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, in the basement of Carruthers Hall. That was Ohio by Crosby, Stills, Young & Nash. And this is The Punk Show. This is Punk is Dead. I'm Sam. But a lot of the time, recently, I've been starting off with older folk and rock protest songs. Like, I was playing Fortunate Son a few times, at least. And that's just because what's going on right now, people, you guys know the news. You guys read the news, I hope. And yeah, ICE just recently shot a woman 3 times in the face. Unarmed woman. She was trying to drive away. If you've seen the video, it's clear she was trying to drive away. I think that the administration down there can't tell their right from left, but you can see there her wheels were turned right. She was trying to drive away. And yeah, she was killed. She was murdered. So that's why I wanted to play Ohio there, because it's about the Kent State Massacre, where 4 unarmed protesters were fatally shot. And yeah, it just unfortunately reminds me of current events with the ongoing tyrannical fascist takeover that no one seems to... Not no one does anything about, but it just continues on. Anyways, I've got a lot of good new hardcore today for you. Some Canadian stuff, going to play some old stuff I've played previously. I'm hoping you all are listening to every single episode and you'll be able to point out, oh yeah, that's a repeat from a month and a half ago. But up next, I've got a Vancouver band. I might have played them once before already. I'm not sure. They're called Bootlicker. And yeah, they're on Neon Taste Records, I'm pretty sure, which is where a lot of the hardcore I play on the show is from, just because they put out, of all the Canadian punk labels I know right now, they're probably putting out the most stuff. It's just great record after great record. And yeah, there's lots of stuff from all over Canada they put out, but a lot of stuff in Vancouver specifically. And yeah, this band is from Vancouver. They're called Bootlicker. They're great. Sorry, they're from Victoria, not Vancouver. Two V names in BC. I mix them up. But this is their song called Billionaire Bunker. And yeah, give it a listen. Great, new, newish Canadian hardcore.
Glory be to the bomb and to the holy fallout, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
At the beginning of the song. Mm. Okay.
Cling.
We'll be right back.
That last song there was a cool, cool, cool band called 21 Children. They're from Soweto, South Africa. And it was off a fairly new, their album, just came out December 5th. Yeah, December 5th. It's called After the Storm. So definitely go check that out. You can pre-order their vinyl. Don't know, when does it say it ships out? I have to read here. Shipping out around April 17th, 2026. So if you're one of them vinyl people, them vinyl lovers, definitely go check out 21 Children, buy their album, support smaller musicians. I got to start announcing more when bands have vinyl for sale, because with streaming services being the way they are, bands can't really support themselves like they used to be able to, because I know I'm guilty. I'm not pointing fingers. I stream so much music. But yeah, just if you have the money, support local bands. I don't have the money, and I try to. I just spend all of it on records. Speaking of local music, a band from Hamilton, where I'm from, and they went to my high school. I know I went to middle school with the bassist, at least. They're called Public Health. They just played on CFRU, the Guelph radio station. So shout out Public Health, not shout out Guelph. We're competitors. I have to, legally, I was told by my boss that I have to not give shout outs to other radio stations. I'm joking. Shout out CFRU. But yeah, that was just, I'm not going anywhere with this. I just wanted to let people know. I don't know. Go check out CFRU, check out Public Health, but check out stuff by CFRC first, because CFRC is, it was just voted best radio station in the world, actually. We have 3 billion listeners a night, and we rake in around, what does the U.S. military have? We make 3 times the U.S. military budget, so good on us. Anyways, up next, I'm going to play a band from Boston, Massachusetts. They're a hardcore band called Feeble Minds, and they have a demo that came out December 11th. So go check that out. It's, I think, a 6-song demo, and this is going to be one of the songs. It's called Overachiever by Feeble Minds. Here we go.
Play the fucking part. They're not deserted. Once they're started, fuck a beer, you're in. Stick to stay for it. Close up for him. Save it for me. Over him, save him. Then you're the best. There's every crowd out there.
Hi, my name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there!
Oh,
That was a great band from Minneapolis, Minnesota, called Slut Intent. And that was their song, Peppa Pig, off. They have a new EP out. Came out January 1st. It's called Slut World. Or not EP, it's an album. I'm so used to everything being an EP, but yeah. This is an album, came out January 1st. So definitely go check them out. But what I wanted to say is that they remind me of one of these new wave of hardcore bands that I'm seeing pop up in Hamilton, because I'm always looking for music in Hamilton since I'm from Hamilton. And I played them a few weeks ago, but they're a band called Slacker. They have one demo out. I think I played it about a month and a half ago. But yeah, they kind of remind me of them. I think it's a lot the vocal style, because it's another female vocalist, and it's just that intensity of the hardcore female vocalists that I love. So yeah, I'm gonna play something by Slacker. I'll surprise you guys, because I don't know what I'm gonna play next yet. But yeah, and just listen, note the similarities as well as the differences, and you'll be graded on this one probably, as well as the hidden Easter eggs that I have in every episode that you should listen to at least 3 times to really make sure you see them all or you hear them all. But first, we actually have a special guest. Vice President J.D. Vance walked in. He didn't like the song. He didn't like Ohio. So he walked in and he wanted to have a word. So here's a little impromptu interview with J.D. Vance. J.D., what do you think of the shooting that just occurred in Minneapolis? Like, didn't you see that she was clearly trying to run away and she was a peaceful protester?
I love the taste of licking boot, as well as Donald's big orange balls.
Oh, all right, man. That's cool.
Your mask, but no, you still can't see. You're drowning all your shit songs. The Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is now live to help victims and survivors get vital social and emergency services. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call 1-833-900-1010.
I mean, if there's a listener-supported radio station, it means that people can get
daily, every day, a different way of looking at the world, not just what the corporate media want you to see. But a different picture, different understanding, but a different picture, different understanding. Not only can you hear it, but you can participate in it. You can add your own thoughts, you know, and you can learn something and so on. Well, that's the way, people become human, you know. That's the way you become human participants in a social and political system.
You just heard Burger King is Hiring by The Dollheads. They're an L.A. skate punk band. They're on Bottles to the Ground Records, which is Fat Mike, one of his record labels, because he has Fat Records, and then he's got Bottles to the Ground. I don't know what the difference is. I don't know why, specifically with punk labels, people seem to... They make one label, and then it does well, and then they make... Or they form another label or a subsidiary of the label, which just, like, they put out the same stuff on that label. So there's really no difference. I don't know if they're money laundering or what. I'm not saying they shouldn't be. I support all punk bands money laundering. Gotta keep what they can get. But, yeah, I don't know. Because there's, I don't know how many subsidiaries Epitaph has. Because Fat Records is a sub of Epitaph, too. And then they've got, like, Hellcat. And all these different ones. I guess Hellcat does more ska and reggae stuff, like, because that's Tim Armstrong's one. But I don't know. If Fat Mike or anyone's listening, let me know. Why do you got so many labels, dude? But yeah, that's Dollheads. They're a Las Vegas band. They're pretty recently formed, started playing in 2020. And that song is from their newest album called Adolescence. It came out, I think, August 2025. Yeah, August 22nd, 2025. And, like I said, it's on Bottles to the Ground Records. And I think it's funny that their description of it was, they said something about, you'd think in their old age, Dollheads would stop playing. And I think they're in their 20s, maybe. Which I've noticed is a trend with, like, Gen Z calling ourselves old. I don't know why. I think it's the chronic onlineness. People think that, I don't know. Any age over 20 is old. Like, I'm turning 20 in 2 months, and I'm losing my mind. I'm frightened, because what do you do when you're 20? Just pack it in, start knitting? I don't know. But yeah, this is a trend, especially with Gen Z. I don't know what millennials did. I don't care what millennials did. I'm joking. All millennials that are listening, please don't. I don't know what millennials would do in a fight situation. Don't make a Vine about me or whatever. I don't know. Do you hear Vines coming back? I'm going all over right now. I'm sorry. I'm going to play some more music now, and then we will discuss Vine after this next song. This next song I'm going to play, I'm looking through my paper right now. It's a band called Step to This, all one word, and the two is the letter two. This is off their new EP. Came out January 5th, 2026, so very recent. I think a week ago from the time this episode is airing. And yeah, it's called The First Step. They're a very cool band from Jacksonville, Florida. And this is the first track from the album. It's a four-song EP. And it's called S2T. So here you go with Step to This.
Yeah. What's up,
girl?
What's up?
It's about time to catch my fucking sleeping. Wake the fuck up.
Hey,
yo, all you kids who want to get on and shit, just remember this. This shit ain't easy.
You take all my doors, so I bring you my day.
man, the hardcore, like crossover hardcore coming out from the southern states is just, it's been going crazy right now. Like with bands like there's Drain and then there's Step to This and there's others that I can't name, but something's going on down, well, we know something's going on down in the south. There's always fucking something going on down in the south, but now especially. But they're just, I think they're getting especially pissed off recently. And they're making some really hard-hitting crossover, like, thrash hardcore. And I'm liking it. Next song, this is going to be a real jump from that thrash hardcore. We were just playing Step to This. And I'm going to play a British, like, parody punk band almost. I don't know what genre they'd be. They're a punk band. It's The Monks. And this is their song, Johnny B. Rotten. This whole album, my dad found it at Value Village and gave it to me. And it's such a funny album. They're like a comedy punk band, pretty much. Like, kind of every song's just a joke. And I love that. It's a beautiful thing, really, when you think about it. So yeah, here we go. Johnny B. Rotten by The Monks.
It's tough at the top.
Clear. Well, a cowboy may brag about
things that he does with his women. But the ones who brag loudest are the ones that are most likely queer. Cowboys are frequently secretly fond of each other. What did you think those saddles and boots was about? There's many a cowboy who don't understand the way that he feels towards his brother. Inside every cowboy there's a lady who'd love to slip out. Well, 10 men for each woman was the rule way back when on the prairie. Yet somehow those cowboys must have kept themselves warm late at night. Well, cowboys are famous for getting riled up about fairies. But I'll tell you the reason a big strong man gets so uptight. Cowboys are frequently secretly fond of each other. That's why they wear leather and Levi's with belts buckle tight. There's many a cowboy who don't understand the way that he feels towards his brother. There's many a cowboy who's more like a lady at night. Well, there's always somebody who says what the others just whisper. And mostly that someone's the first one to get shot down dead. When you talk to a cowboy, don't treat him like he was a sister. Don't mess with a lady that's sleeping in each cowboy's head. Cowboys are frequently secretly fond of each other. Even though they take speed and drive pickups and shoot their big guns. There's many a cowboy who don't understand the way that he feels towards his brother. There's many a cowboy who keeps quiet about things he's done.
That was Pansy Division with Cowboys Are Frequently Secretly Fond of Each Other. Song originally written by, what's his name? Sorry, Ned Sublett. And then Willie Nelson covered it, which I didn't know. I just heard of it through Pansy Division. But yeah, Pansy Division are a great band. I really like, they're from the Southern California I think they're from the Bay Area scene, like Gilman Street, because they played with Green Day back in the day. I don't know when they were formed exactly, but sometime mid to late 80s, I think. And yeah, they opened for Green Day when they had, I'm not sure, I think it was when they played Jaded in Chicago. It was an MTV show, or MTV broadcasted concert, and the promoter refused to let Pansy Division play at first because they're an openly gay punk band, and for back then, I guess, I don't know, I wasn't there, but from what I've heard about the punk scene, it was not as accepting back then, and there's still issues today, unfortunately. But yeah, so the promoter wouldn't let them play, and Green Day said that they would just refuse to play if Pansy Division couldn't play, because they're good friends with them, and they played a lot of shows together. So shout out Pansy Division, and shout out Green Day, and shout out Willie Nelson and Ned Sublett for writing this, and Willie Nelson for covering it. Up next, I'm going to play some more hardcore stuff, I think. I believe so. Or, no. I'm going to play, I don't know if they qualify as hardcore or not. They're close. They're borderline. This is a band called Youth Avoiders. They're from Paris, France. Not Paris, Ontario. But Paris, Ontario, if you're ever there, go to Camp 31. This isn't sponsored. I just thought of this. Camp 31. Good barbecue place. But, yeah. This is Youth Avoiders with their song called Endless Fight. It's off a new album that came out, I think, in December. I have to look this up. I can't remember. Nope, sorry. It was January. Came out January 7th, which I really should know since that was so recent. But, yeah, this is a great, cool, They're French. That means they're artsy and shit. Great cool punk band from Paris, France. Youth Avoiders, Here You Go with Endless Fight. Definitely go check out the album. It's called Defiance. And yeah, like I said, just came out. Good, solid new stuff. Here you go.
my gun and got my flag. Believe everything I've read in all the mags. So paranoid and ready to kill. Shooting kids from my windowsill. Say they made it paranoid bitch. But I'm gonna have to deal with it. Cause reform is bullshit, reform is a. Reform is crass, reform because the government stole my Trump City. The government stole my Trump City. The government stole my Trump City. The government stole my Trump City.
Yeah, yeah. You don't need no oil when you fry bacon. Cause what? Bacon has its own oil.
Oh yeah, she's talking about making bacon with me, DJ Over Easy, Saturday mornings from 8 till 10.
You produce your own oil and allow others to taste it. See,
CFRC
is good.
That was Philadelphia, Pennsylvania band, The Orphans. They're from the 90s, it says. Doesn't say when, just all the 90s. And that was their song, The Government Stole My Germ CD. You might have been able to tell. They said it 15 million times in it, I believe. But yeah, it's a great song. Just, that's a classic, the sound of early or 90s, early 2000s hardcore that I love. And I kind of want, I want to start hearing more of bands like that in the 20s. Yeah, we'll call them the 20s. Fuck it. But yeah, I want to start hearing more. I'm not tired of it, but everything is metal. I've talked about this before. Everything is like bordering on metal, and I like that stuff. But I also like that 90s sound, and I want some more of it back. Like, I don't want to get rid of the metal hardcore. I love the metal hardcore, but I don't want it only to be metal hardcore, because sometimes I want to relax, you know? Sometimes I'm not that angry. I'm just a little bit angry, or I'm ticked off, or like, let's say, like, maybe one of my roommates didn't do their dishes, which is daily. They don't listen to this show. They're not going to know I'm saying this stuff. But if you are listening to this show, I love all of you, and I love your dirty dishes. Anyways, up next, I'm going to play a little bit of Propagandy, because I haven't played Propagandy for at least 2 weeks, so that's a while. And this one just, it relates to, as most Propagandy songs do, relates to what's going on right now, especially with, yeah, you'll hear it. This is The Only Good Fascist is a Dead Fascist.
Homophobes, Aryan nations and hammer skins. You can wear my nuts on your Nazi chins. I love a man in uniform.
And just what exactly are the great historical accomplishments of your race that make you proud to be white? Capitalism, slavery, genocide, sitcoms? This is your fucking white history, my friend. So why don't we start making history worth being proud of and start fighting the real fucking enemy?
Swastikas and Klan robes. Sexist, racist, homophobes. This one's for the master race. My brown power ass in your white power face. Kill them all and let a Norse god sort them out.
Wise words for those losers in uniform down south, or as they like to call themselves, ICE agents. I doubt any are listening. But if you know an ICE agent, tell them I say this. You can wear my nuts on your Nazi chins, just like Chris Hanna says. Thank you very much. Up next, I'm going to play a band called Mean Bikini, and this is their song, As Good As Dead.
Yeah, we can crack your beer!
That was Jody Faster, a band from France. Two bands from France tonight. Big numbers for the French today. And that was their song, Heartless POS. Now to finish things off, I'm going to play a band from South Korea called Drinking Boys and Girls Club. And this is their song, She's Sitting in the Blue Chair. And then I'm going to play a clip of Frank Zappa talking, depending on time. Maybe I'll be able to fit it in. Maybe I won't be able to play the clip. And then I will play Hungry Freaks Daddy by The Mothers of Invention. So thanks for joining me tonight, everyone. I'm on every Monday, 10 p.m., so if this is your first episode, please, 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 please come back next week. This is my only livelihood. They give me a loaf of bread. Thank you.
The biggest threat to America today is not communism. It's moving America toward a fascist theocracy. And everything that's happened during the Reagan administration is steering us right down that pipe.
Oh, Mr. Zappa, do you really think? All kidding aside, in this country, with the progressiveness that we are moving toward a fascist theocracy, you're not really serious if you're saying we're going toward a fascist theocracy.
That's right, we are.
Wait a minute.
In what way?
One example of a fascist theocracy.
When you have a government that prefers a certain moral code mm-hmm. derived from a certain religion, and that moral code turns into legislation to suit one certain religious point of view, and if that code happens to be very, very right-wing, almost toward Attila the Hun...
Well, then you are an anarchist. Every form of civil government is based on some kind of morality, Frank.
Morality in terms of behavior, not in terms of theology.
Mr. America, walk on by your schools that do not teach. Mr. America, walk on by the minds that won't be reached. Mr. America, try to hide the emptiness that's you inside. But once you find that the way you lied and all the corny tricks you tried will not forestall the rising tide of hungry freaks, Daddy. Left behind.
America, walk on by your supermarket dream. Mr. America, walk on by the liquor store supreme. Mr. America, try to hide the product of your savage pride, the useful mind that it denied. The day you shrugged and stepped aside, you saw their clothes and then you cried. Those hungry freaks, Daddy.
Monday. When traffic's a nightmare. When the workplace is hectic. When your boss calls you in for a meeting. When nature isn't on your side. There's only one thing you can do.
But no need to wake up.